Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, the new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with a biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Griffiths.
Hi, and welcome to this week's edition of FCA Connect. I'm here with two members of FCA Chapel Band.
Hi, I'm Ruthie Johnson.
Hi, I'm David Harris.
How long has the Chapel Band been around?
The Chapel Band began in around 2011, so about 6 years.
That's a long time. I remember when it first started when we were little. Who runs the Chapel Band?
Various people have been in charge of the Chapel Band. Actually, my mom is the head leader. Her name is Sue Johnson. And Tom Underwood helped a few years ago when his kids were in the Chapel Band. And Joel Reed also helps out now with the instruments.
The Chapel Band is really cool. How long have you personally been on the Chapel Band, and what do you do on it?
I have been on since last year, my junior year. We auditioned the end of sophomore year, and then you're eligible to be in it junior and senior year. So I've been in it. This is my second year, and I sing, and I also played the cello for some songs last year. I haven't yet this year, but I'm planning on it as the year progresses.
This is also my second year, and I'm a vocalist.
Wow. When does chapel take place?
Chapel takes place on Wednesday mornings, and yeah, we have a worship service, and a speaker come in and talk to us.
And sometimes the speaker is a student. It's not always someone who comes in from a different church, which is nice to have students talk to other students.
Yeah. What instruments are involved in the chapel performance?
There is a drum set, piano, keyboard, guitars, bass guitars, and then obviously singers.
So it's a lot of instruments. How often and how much do you guys practice?
We practice every morning, first period, and we try to practice every day. Sometimes it's kind of crazy, or we go over like the previous chapel, like how it went, what we can do better this time. But usually every morning we sing, other than Wednesdays when we perform.
Yeah. And then what do you like most about chapel or the chapel band?
What I like most about chapel is that I get to start my morning off worshiping the Lord.
What I like most about chapel is, in addition to just starting off the day in worship, which is just awesome to be able to start your day doing that. Just being able to see the other students who are in front of us in the pews worshiping with us and just pouring their hearts out.
And do you guys have a favorite memory?
I love when we do chapel, all worship chapels. It's just really cool to see everyone worshiping for the whole time for like a good hour. And also, we like to play catchphrase in chapel band, so we get kind of crazy sometimes.
We get really crazy when we play that game.
Yeah, so those are my favorite.
And, there was one time last year that was really crazy during chapel band because there are all these, inflatable rubber balls in there, and so we were all going crazy and like kicking them all around, but then we had to rein it in a little bit and start practicing.
That sounds like a lot of fun, honestly. And then is chapel open to the public for anyone to come and watch?
Yes to this question, but mostly the people that come up to chapel who are like don't attend the school are parents or friends of the speakers. So, but I believe it is open to everyone to watch. We encourage the teachers and all the staff to be there too.
Yeah, chapel's so much fun. Does the chapel band hold performances outside of chapel?
The years David and I have been in chapel band, we have not. But previous years, they have performed at FCC as a worship service, like on Sunday mornings. And I think we're planning to do that this year again.
Okay. So, yeah, because we did that. I did in between sophomore and junior year that summer.
Oh yeah.
But that was the last time we did that. So within these 2 years that we are actually in it during the school year, we haven't.
That'd be so much fun if you guys could come and do that. And then if you could tell the listeners one thing about chapel band, what would it be?
I think I would tell them that chapel band's really cool just because it's important to see teens leading other teens in worship so then they can join along and be encouraged that someone their age is worshiping. So
yeah, I personally love chapel and love that you guys are up there, like, worshiping the Lord.
And I would tell them that, well, in addition to us, like, practicing and rehearsing the songs just to get them right, to make the worship service as awesome as it can be, we also very often have times where we all just sit down and either Sue or Joel will give us, like, whether it be spiritual warfare or, like, just things about getting your heart right for worship. We just have those talks a lot. We sit down and they ask what anyone observed from the last chapel, and we just really dig into the spiritual aspect. And so it's just really nice because we're not just playing music the whole time. We do have those times where we really just dive in. And
yeah, and one thing we really learn in chapel band is that we're not up there for ourselves, and we're trying up there to lead people to the throne room. And we know anyone on chapel band is in no way perfect, so we have our mistakes too. So we're just trying to point our eyes to Jesus.
Yeah, well, you guys do a really great job on Wednesday mornings because chapel is always my favorite of the week. So thank you guys so much for coming on the show and talking to us about chapel band.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
My time this week, guys, so I will be back next week, maybe, if they don't fire me.
Now for the sports of the week. The varsity cross country team will run at Sheridan High School Wednesday, October 5th at 5:30 p.m. Then the FCA Knights football team will be at Burn Union Friday, September 30th at 7 p.m. And the volleyball will play at Millersport versus Millersport Thursday, September 29th at 7:30 p.m. And then again October 1st at FCA versus Shekinah Christian School at 1 p.m.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.